yes. Welcome back to Toon Talk. Since Mr. Guida forgot to introduce us, I'd like to start some introductions. First up, we have two special guests in the studio today. First, Mr. Actual Miles Ellenberg.
I like to go with the real Miles Ellenberg. But actual work, thank you for having me, and it's a pleasure.
And also, long-time listener, first-time contributor, Rosalie Wind.
Hello. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. And, of course, Mr. Christopher Guida.
Hey, everyone.
And Christopher Anner is currently running the engineering board for us.
What's up?
And so we'll start, go right into the thick of it. Anybody like LCD sound system?
Who?
Who, yeah.
Exactly.
Who's that?
But well, does anybody here like coffee? Yes.
No?
I do.
Well, like,
I think LCD sound system is surprisingly popular.
What? No, yeah, no, actually. yeah, basically, since they split up, James Murphy has nothing to do, I guess. And he's going along with, like, Bonnie Prince Billy and all of them, making an espresso.
Grounds of Silver.
Is it really called that?
No, I wish.
I really hope it is called Grounds of Silver, actually.
All of my blends. I just read the comment section on this article, and it was purely LCD sound system coffee puns. Grounds of Silver was probably the best one.
Grounds of Silver is a good one, yes. I mean, I'm not really sure what's up with indie rock and coffee today.
Yeah, this is the second coffee
story. This is, Wilco did it, and
Wilco
then
did it.
Bonnie Prince Billy did it, and now James Murphy's doing it.
David Lynch has his own coffee.
Does he?
Oh, yeah, he does.
Yeah, there was some article, he's like, David Lynch obsessed by coffee. And the article was like really boring. I thought it'd be like a really crazy, like David Lynch like showers in coffee or something.
Did you watch the commercial?
No, I didn't.
The commercial was, it was just like, this is coffee, and it is good for you, or something. it was pretty weird, but not like over the top weird.
That sounds about right.
I mean, I really wish it was kind of over the top weird knowing David Lynch.
That's why.
And what could happen?
Yeah.
I'm thinking of things, but none of them are appropriate to say on air.
Yeah,
so that's just not going to happen.
I just think it's interesting that I thought like organic green tea would be like the drink of like indie people.
I mean,
well, I guess like coffee and like cigarettes is pretty big, like the indie scene. Yeah, it's a great movie too.
It is.
Yeah.
So, coffee and cigarettes?
Yeah.
No, I have not seen that movie.
Oh, Jim Jarmusch.
It's basically
very unanimous decision here. That's
Iggy
a
Pop
good movie.
Tom Waits just talking.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet. Yeah, pretty, somewhere in LA.
Somewhere in LA, yeah.
Well, it's good that he didn't try to go make some wine, because that still puts Maynard Keenan from Tool at the top list.
No, there's actually Motorhead wine,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
Motorhead's cool. They're allowed to do it.
And they got their own vodka, too.
They have their own vodka. They basically have, like, everything alcoholic for Motorhead.
Look, guys, hip-hop is way ahead of you here, because pretty much every hip-hop star has been putting out their own alcohol since the beginning of time.
I immediately thought you were referring to Crunk Juice.
Yeah, I am.
Home Atlanta, Georgia, Little John's promoted drink. I don't even know if it's spread out of the Southeast yet.
Though I think you guys are forgetting a very important one, Crystal Skull Vodka by Mr. Dan Aykroyd.
Dude, what? What?
Dan Aykroyd has a vodka that's made in a Crystal Skull.
That sounds pretty sweet.
No. Okay.
That sounds like a Flaming Lips like promotional item.
It probably is, actually.
I would imagine it would be pretty successful.
It isn't. It's very bad. No one buys it. Dan Aykroyd has like a garage like full of like Crystal Skulls now. It's probably going to be the set of a new movie.
Yes.
Dan Aykroyd and the Crystal Skulls. This August. Okay. So moving on into sadder news, really. Sonny, Sonic Youth's one of his big collaborators, Mike Kelly, unfortunately passed away. It's pretty cool. Like, it's sad that he did it. It's a pretty cool guy. He's been like Destroy All Monsters too. Had a like cult following almost too. Does anybody know Destroy All Monsters? Nope. Okay, just me. Next. It's really sad. Like, he was he created the artwork for Dirty.
Did anybody, oh dang.
Like the little sock puppet kind of deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really cool guy. Kind of sad.
How did he pass?
Apparent suicide.
Apparent suicide,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like,
yes.
Drugs? I mean, how do you say apparent?
It doesn't say.
No, I actually did look into details of that. They found him in his bathroom with, there's like pills and propane tanks.
Yeah.
So I think it was a little, kind of an elaborate suicide.
And I mean, we'll just keep on going with sad news. The creator of Soul Train, Don Cornelius, also was found dead.
Yeah, I did see that.
And it was also of a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
He was 75 years old.
I mean, you really got to think, many people were like, really, oh, this one's really more shocking than someone who's collaborated with Sonic Youth. Because you think Don Cornelius, Soul Train, you think of really kind of a happy guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Doing cool. Like, it's really kind of funny, like, he was like, there's like, people are doing, like, tribute to the Soul Train people. Really, like, just walking in, like, Soul Lines and whatever they're called. Dude. In Chicago. I've seen a picture of it. It's pretty cool, actually. But, yeah, like, you really wouldn't think, like, Don Cornelius would do something like that. But, I mean...
Yeah, you don't really know.
You, you never really know
the private lives of some of these people.
Exactly, yeah.
Jeez. I also found it kind of shocking that Soul Train was on the air until about 2006.
Oh, yeah.
That blows. I'm reading here, yeah, it started back in 1971. Yeah.
Soul Train
giving exposure to James Brown, Marvin Gaye, and Michael Jackson. Exposure.
Oh, yeah. Soul Train is really, like, one of the, like, really influential shows.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it kind of... on the opposing end of, like, American Bandstand, where they would always play, like, like, white bands, stuff like that.
You know, oh, like, yeah, oh, yeah,
just
definitely.
Playing, like, a lot of, you know...
I want to see... I want to see what Don Cornelius looked like semi-recently, because he looks so... I can't find any photos where he's not young, and it's, like, 1980 on Soul Train.
His afro is just...
I mean, you said the show went till 2006.
Oh, but he only hosted until 1993.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so he wasn't hosting the entire time. Yeah. I mean, Soul Train really is almost a shell of what it used to be when it was canceled, though. I mean, it wasn't a big, like, oh, we're running Soul Trains and stuff all the day. It was just kind of not as good as you would say, probably.
I'm struggling to think of locomotive puns right now.
You are Mr. Trains.
Yeah, I know.
But, yeah. And also in bad news, Neil Peart. No.
No.
Just Rush in general. This past...
I don't know what the news is. Please, just keep going.
This past, whatever date, February 1st. February 1st.
2-1-1-2.
2-1-1-2. Apparently there's a Rush album called 2112.
What? I didn't know that.
Chris Anna?
Yeah.
Resident Rush expert, Chris Anna?
We are the priest of the temples of hearing.
I didn't even realize this until I... I was reading our list of topics and it came up, but yeah, it was 2112, which is the as close as anyone alive now is going to get to being alive in 2112.
Me and Miles will live forever.
I'm going to be there. Yeah, that's unfortunate. I miss that because no, I myself as well as Chris Anna in there, also a big Rush fan, would have probably done some sacred activities had I realized it was 2112, but instead I was probably going to class and doing stuff.
Was that
like
Thursday or Friday?
You know, I'm trying to do the math, and it's well over my head.
Okay, Wednesday. I would have done an all Rush show if it had been on Friday.
I would have not let you do that.
I guess not.
As general manager station, I would say, walk there and say, no.
Yeah, actually, we really don't have a ton of Rush albums. We have their first three albums, which is cool.
We don't have 2112, I know.
No,
that.
We don't have 2112.
Oh, man. I would tell you to play it.
Their best album, Caress of Steel, has a big bite taken out of it.
Excellent.
Well, so you can sorry, Chris. When you say best album, don't forget you're missing Hemispheres.
I'm a big fan of those ones, but Caress of Steel is definitely their best one, and that's why I chose to play Lakeside Park for you for our next musical break.
Oh, well played, well played.
Okay, well, here we go.
Yeah, it's very
Here's
good.
Some Rush.
Silver. the sand to watch the fireworks display. Dancing fires on the beach, singing songs together. Though it's just a memory, some memories last forever.
Charles the Carpet King will carpet your entire house for only $39. That's right, your entire house for only $39. But don't expect Charles the Carpet King to do it himself, because Charles the Carpet King passed away last week at 47 from the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around for his family. And sadly, it could have been detected early with a simple test, but Charles didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to AHRQ.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
When I come back on, we're talking about
I'm not really sure.
That's never funny.
All right.
Okay, so.
It was definitely pretty good that time.
Welcome back to Toon Talk.
Cackle.
Cackle.
Okay.
Yeah. Ringo Starr came out and said that there is no rivalry between him and Paul McCartney, to which the world responded, Ringo who?
Ringo Starr still alive?
Yeah, apparently he is.
Who cares?
And he doesn't want anyone to think that there's bad blood between him and Paul.
Well, now I can sleep good at night.
I mean, yeah.
I can't imagine anyone would have any bad blood with Ringo Starr.
No. I wouldn't imagine anyone
Dude,
have
George
blood Blast, with Ringo Starr.
The original drummer from the Beatles.
Oh, yeah, true story.
Yeah. Because I don't think Ringo even played on the first album. Or, like, he couldn't even play, right?
I don't think so. No
one he still can't play. Oh.
Oh.
Hey, he wrote Octopus's Garden, so he's...
Yeah.
You know,
the only reason you know that... It's because it was Zooey Deschanel's favorite song, 500 Days of Summer.
I did not know that. I never.
You
not
knew
seen that.
That
movie. And I think that's the only reason you know that.
No. The offer's still on the table, Zooey.
All right, so be it resolved that everybody now knows Ringo Starr and Paul McCartney are still friendly.
But George Harrison and Ringo Starr now.
That's mean.
Too soon.
George Harrison's going to rise as a zombie and just get him.
Just attack Ringo Starr.
Exactly.
Speaking of zombies, Queen has a new singer. And
it is Freddie Mercury.
And it's Adam Lambert. The guy from American Idol has replaced replaced Paul Rogers, I guess.
Yeah.
Who himself replaced Freddie Mercury as Queen singer, and it's a real thing. This is the real world. 2012.
And you said they're launching a full tour or
I really
mini
don't
tour
know.
Big shows?
Not a full tour. I believe they're doing a few performances together. Maybe not a full all the way tour, but yeah. Adam Lambert, terrible. I would have preferred Lady Gaga.
Yeah, they have gone on record recently and said that they would like to do a thing where Lady Gaga was their singer, and I think that would be a lot better.
Because Adam Lambert Adam Lambert almost is like the less successful, less actually good Lady Gaga.
I think Lady Gaga resembles Freddie Mercury a lot more as well.
Yeah, that's true.
Like even...
I actually don't know what Lady Gaga looks like. So I don't really want to comment on that, but I would like to see it.
Both are from Zanzibar, actually, so it'd be good.
What?
Freddie Mercury's from Zanzibar.
I didn't know that.
There's a statue there. Bam!
Totally
African history class. Learn that. Nothing else.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Gosh, okay. Next topic, Courtney killed most things.
Just stacking this onto the list of Courtney Love has killed her daughter Frances Bean's pets, apparently.
Yeah, Courtney Love is apparently caught, like, she's saying that Courtney Love left out pills and stuff, and the pets ate it. And, if you guys didn't know, pills and dogs do not mix.
Her daughter's name is Frances Beans.
Yeah, Courtney Love and...
just one
okay.
singular
okay,
being.
Because that was...
It's not weird. It's one being.
Right, okay. That clears it up.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the daughter of Courtney Love and Kurt Cobain is
Francis
Bean.
What's the dog's
Bean.
Name?
Is
the
Bean her middle name?
Yes, Bean is her middle
okay,
name.
Okay, so it's Francis Bean Cobain.
The dog?
Yes.
Cobain.
Cobain, oh. I guess that's her middle name. Rosalie's the expert on Francis Bean here.
Yeah.
What kind of dog has a middle name?
Wait, what? my dog. My first dog is Princess Midnight Mosley.
That's awesome.
Don't judge me.
I like to say, Courtney Love was looking pretty good in this article.
Nope.
Not as crazy as I would like it, but pretty good.
What is your definition of pretty good? Because
she's standing upright.
So that's a step.
Yeah.
I think
Courtney Love,
daughter,
that is a step
though.
To the right direction.
Yeah.
Speaking of steps in the right direction, Lou Reed's doing a tour, a Lulu tour without Metallica.
Okay, if you guys didn't know, this is all the washed up section right now.
Yes.
Ringo Starr, Courtney
Ringo
Love.
Starr, Adam Lambert, Courtney Love, Lou Reed.
After
Bill Ward,
after Lulu, I'm sorry, but Lou Reed.
Yeah.
I can't help you.
Oh, okay. So I
listened
before the show. I was like, you know, I'm gonna listen to Lulu. Like, I have not listened to it. I've been bad mouthed it forever. Go on the YouTube. So
and Guido
to
loves it.
And there's like, I can't find any of the songs. Nobody's posted any of the songs.
Of course,
YouTube.
It's Metallica. They're not gonna let their songs be on YouTube.
There was a preview for one of their songs and one of the instrumental songs. I thought it was pretty cool.
Nah, I'm sorry, Guido. You're off the show.
Dude,
please leave.
I'm just ahead of the time.
See, I said that before, and everyone's like, please leave. So now, I just followed my mentality, and everyone's like,
Anyway, so Lou Reed's doing a From VU to Lulu tour, which doesn't really rhyme.
No, not at all. Lou Reed thinks it does.
Luckily,
now.
They're all, look for our American listeners, they're all the tour dates are in other countries.
Oh, so look, Luxembourg. I think I'm going to Luxembourg one, guys.
Who would go to Luxembourg to go see Lou Reed play?
Somebody
Lou,
who lives in England, probably.
Yeah.
It's like a half hour drive. After you get over across English Channel. Across English Channel, then it's like a half hour drive.
So if you're listening from Europe, watch out. Stay away from large stadiums. But other than that,
so is Metallica just like going to sit in the background the entire time?
No, they're not even there.
What's the point on Lulu then?
Maybe he's going to play all the instruments. He's going to improv it.
That I would pay to see.
That'd be sweet.
Lou Reed, one man band playing Lulu. I'd be down to see that.
It'd be a try turnout. Really
just like
much,
running around,
better.
Put on like different wigs. For all the different issues.
I like to see Lou Weeds and wigs.
Lou Weeds
and
wigs.
Weed.
I'm going to get speech classes. See you guys later. Speaking of things that start with W.
Yeah, Bill Ward's not going to be on tour with Black Sabbath, apparently, as of now. Said he couldn't get a signable contract to go on tour with these guys or make the new album.
Does that mean they're like not putting it on paper? So it literally
I think it was like he basically wanted more.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm one of the original members of Black Sabbath.
Yeah.
Come on.
Dude, I would just give him whatever he wants. I mean, he's definitely not like the most important member. Like, you gotta have Geezer.
Bill Ward is the drummer.
Of course, Ozzy's gonna be.
Yes.
There. So.
I mean,
I could see him get like the short end of the stick. Being
Ozzy doesn't have to be there. We've been talking about zombie singers for quite a while.
Yeah, they should get Dio to do it because he was a much better singer, really.
And everyone hates us now.
Yeah. So.
I stand by that, by the way. That was not an ironic comment on my part.
What do you think about that, Guida, huh?
What, that Dio is better than Ozzy?
Yeah.
I agree.
Well, fine then. I thought there was going to be anger there.
No, I mean,
even
like,
more?
Dude, like, Dio, like...
Dio is an amazing singer.
Yeah, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, like, fine
he,
then.
Like, he took the band to like, whole new levels, man.
I mean,
Ozzy's sweet, but, like, it's different. It's just
different.
Oh, man, well, other good news about non-American tours. There's no American dates. I'm looking at this right now.
For Black Sabbath?
Yeah, this is sad.
Mm.
It's unfortunate.
Well, I mean,
but,
that's because Tommy Iommi has lymphoma, too.
Yeah.
So he really can't go too far. I mean, he...
Right, because you can't come to America if you have that.
I mean, you can, but that's not the point. They would recommend you don't if you're a doctor.
Yeah. I know, okay. Well,
you have lymphoma? Go anywhere you want.
But you're Tommy Iommi.
If you're playing a live concert, I think that's got to be more physically demanding than going on a plane ride.
Have you been to the airport recently?
No, I have not. Well played.
It's horrible.
Exactly.
But, okay, so check this out. I'm looking that we were talking about who's on this tour. Adam Wakeman is playing keyboards.
Adam?
Adam Wakeman.
Not Rick?
No.
Okay.
Okay. Tripped a little false alarm there.
Is that like his brother?
I cannot confirm that. Okay, that's just
come on, you're the prog rock guy here.
I know, right?
Was that guy from
Zing?
Yes.
Nailed it. Anyway, who else is on this tour? Is this tour with Black Sabbath? Is that what you said?
He is actually the
this
son of
the
Quaking.
Black Sabbath tour. That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
He's playing. Whoever Adam Wakeman is playing
the
keyboards
son of
with okay. the touring Black Sabbath, and I don't know if there's any relationship to.
He's the son. I just looked it up.
Okay, you're quicker than I am.
Yeah.
Wikipedia experts. Bam. You guys didn't know by now. Wikipedia is a good 75% of the information on Tune Talk.
Yep.
So you just save yourself some time and use that.
But, dude, I mean, I'm just saying I would pay good money, and I think most Americans would, to go see Black Sabbath. Did they come here? Guido, do you know on their recent tours?
Dude, this original lineup hasn't existed in a long time because Tune has been, like, the charge of it for many moons. Many moons. But, yeah, if they came to the States, it would be pretty huge.
Didn't they play a reunion show at Ozfest a few years ago?
I think so. I think that's what started this whole idea of, hey, let's get the original members back together and like do an album with that reunion show at Ozfest. Good memory, Ian.
Well, there's one good thing about Rush. Their original lineup has never gone away. So anyway,
not a good thing.
Let's play a track.
I wish they would all go away, especially Neil Peart. Track.
Come by, all the people give a happy sound. so fine. Never talking, just keep walking, spreading this magic.
Song.
That's actually Mr. Guida's bed music.
Yeah, you can hear that song every like Friday at midnight from
what?
Midnight to 2 a.m.
Oh, we're plugging our own shows now.
Speaking of things you can hear every Friday at midnight, Bone Ever.
Oh, yeah.
The guy whose name we refuse to say correctly because we don't like him.
I'll say Bon Iver because they're...
Ah, stop.
Out! Leave Miles.
Apparently, someone listening. Are they talking about that guy?
Say with an outrageous French accent.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Justin Vernon was apparently approached by the Grammy people. Who runs the Grammys? Is it the Grammy Association?
The Grammy people.
It's Mr. Grammy.
Okay. Was approached by Charles Mr. and Grammy. Mrs. Grammy to play at their party next weekend.
Also known as the Grammys.
Yes. They asked him to play the Grammys, and he's had some views that we may have talked about on the Grammys before, basically giving them the finger and saying they're worthless and stupid.
Okay.
But when he was asked to play, he didn't turn him down because he thinks the Grammys are stupid.
Because he's going to win some now.
Yeah. but instead because he would have had to do a collaboration with someone else. This, by the way, is the guy who's collaborated with James Blake to do a really, really crappy, honestly, song. Kanye on 6 different tracks on Kanye's last album, and who has announced a new collaboration with Alicia Keys, I believe, and who, when I read about the Alicia Keys story, he says he wants to do a whole songbook of collaborations with all these like great American female singers. So that's Bon Iver, and
Kesha.
That's why I don't like him. Yeah, Kesha.
Okay.
It's pretty much just Alicia Keys and Kesha.
Yeah.
He collaborated with Kesha? Are you serious?
No.
Oh, God. Jesus. No, I was saying earlier, I think Bon Iver is one of these guys who just got so famous in, like, 2 weeks, and now just the world hates him, and we are all part of that club.
Well, the thing is, Skinny Love was always a kind of popular song, and my problem with it was, it's bro folk.
Is that how the song goes, by the way? Did I sing it right?
I love you,
like,
Mike.
It's bro folk.
I think that's a pretty good term.
Like, you go to Oak Lane, they'll be blasting Skinny Love.
Love.
If anyone doesn't know what Oak Lane is, fraternities are there.
Those sororities are there.
And fraternities.
Babes. Oh, really? Is it both?
Yeah.
I thought it was just sororities.
No, I think it's both. But
it is both.
Well, I did see Bon Iver when I was reading about At the Drive-Ins reuniting. That is at Coachella, which I will touch on later because I'm so excited about
this. Did you refer to them as the At the Drive-Ins?
Okay, sometimes things happen. Yes. Anyway, no, I was looking at the Coachella lineup in response to reading about At the Drive-In. Bon Iver is also headlining there.
Obviously.
And I just couldn't believe, though, like, I understand maybe people are into him. How would you ever want to see that at a show? That would just be the most boring set. Like, at a festival? Maybe in, like, an opera hall.
He's literally, like, headlining, like, every single festival.
He's the most boring human being.
That's just got to be the most awful show ever. People just start
And he
crawling.
Got to meet Rick Ross, and I did. He sucks. I'm so cool. That's so unfair.
I would like to vote Chris Annan to be a headliner at
Coachella.
At Rick Ross Fest is really all I want.
Is there a Rick Ross Fest?
No, not yet. I'm working on it.
Okay. The Rick Ross Fest starring Chris Anna and not actually Rick Ross. Chris Anna just singing Rick Ross songs.
Yep, that's... I do that every weekend
in
the shower.
Speaking of other bands who are really boring...
Fleet Foxes apparently were the answer or
She's
the question.
Now.
No, I think they're
boring?
So boring.
Hey, Nick Lutz.
Fleet Foxes were a question to a Jeopardy answer. The story here
that
got it backwards.
That is the most confusing thing, but you're totally correct in saying it like that. Goodness. That's so cool.
So I guess
that's news.
This is like old.
Okay. No,
that is news.
I'm pretty sure this has happened before.
No, what happened before?
Are hipsters watching Jeopardy now? What's
Everybody watches Jeopardy.
I watch Jeopardy.
I love Jeopardy.
Okay. No, I think this is like cool as though when Killdozer had a Jeopardy clue.
Dude.
That was really cool. It was like, Killdozer covered this famous Don McLean song of American Treat. I was like, oh yeah, Killdozer.
Dude, so no, you look at the screen right now, it says Seattle-based folk rockin' dudes, colon, Blank Foxes. That's so cool, and I didn't know they're from Seattle.
I wish they would say Seattle-based folk rockin' bros.
Yeah.
I don't really think they're rockin', to be honest.
No.
This is Jeopardy wrestling.
So that's come on. That's even a pretty like weak Jeopardy answer. Like it's just fill in the blank. Yeah. That's not good.
Was it like Kid Jeopardy or something?
It may have been like Baby Jeopardy.
College Jeopardy.
Like Jeopardy for actual babies.
Toddler Jeopardy.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
But,
I mean, actually, that'd be a pretty hard question for, like, someone who's 40 years old.
Maybe.
Potentially, like, well, I mean, like, some people are 40 years old. Going, Fleet Foxes? Who is that? That is not a band I know.
We did talk about another band that had an answer very similar to this. Were you bringing that up, Guida?
Keep going.
I thought it was another folk rock band that got mentioned, and maybe... Maybe I'm not making this up.
No,
so
this
anyway.
Is real Jeopardy, or you're thinking SNL Jeopardy?
No, real Jeopardy.
Okay.
Yeah. I know I remember a
story.
My
only
just
Jeopardy
like this.
Thoughts are SNL and Will Ferrell.
He has a good point.
All right, so anyway, I guess we'll come back to that maybe. Moving on, the Sports Illustrated Swimsuit Issue is bringing indie bands, apparently, into the mix.
I mean, I really can't think of a better mix because you know indie rock's based on, like.
Sports.
Just sports and, like,
absolutely.
Objectifying women. Sure.
Yep.
Like, indie rock and objectifying women goes hand in hand, like the famous Flame of Lip song. Yoshimi bows a pink robot, but only with the help of the male patriarchy.
Yeah, that's a good one. This is the swimsuit issue, though, right? Because I thought I heard that, and then...
Yes, it is a swimsuit issue.
It doesn't say anything about it in the URL here. But, yeah, apparently... Are these indie bands going to be posing in swimsuits?
Please? I don't think so.
Like, who are they going to get? Who are some smoking hot...
Toro Imoa.
He was not really that even good-looking.
Celebrities, white denim, the Black Lips, who probably will be in bikinis.
Yeah.
Known to Black Lips. White Elephant, people I don't know.
None of the, Foster. I thought saw Foster the People on there.
I don't see. I don't see them.
They're chicks?
No.
Well, why did you assume that?
Come on.
Yeah.
Miles. Is Foster the People?
Well, I assumed that because this all was people. A Sports Illustrated swimsuit magazine.
None of
not
these are it was women, people. Actually, Miles.
Okay.
So,
well.
Gosh, we know who's part of the male patriarchy now. I learned that term in my class in gender politics. What's up?
Red-handed.
Gonna use it every day
it's
now.
It's a good one. So anyway, keep a lookout for that, I guess.
All these dudes, they're gonna be wearing like jeans and flannels, like on the beach.
They are it's gonna be wearing jeans and flannels on the beach.
I don't
posing,
know.
Like,
why
like,
is
just posing
Sports Illustrated trying to branch out to the
for bros?
Because it's hip now.
Indie rock scene.
Yeah,
indie rock.
They mentioned this in the article. I couldn't really understand what they were saying, but basically they were saying we have all kinds of different media outlets, so let's do it. Everybody can read Sports Illustrated, no matter what you're like in print or online or like on the radio or whatever. So
you know who they should have got for this? Kevin Barnes of Montreal.
He would have done.
Besides
it.
The fact that I love of Montreal, most people don't know Kevin Barnes. He looks like a fairy. He's a big sports fan. Like he like gets like calls from the police because he's playing like basketball too loud in his backyard. That's not a joke.
How do you play basketball too loud?
That's awesome.
You don't play basketball well.
No,
I play street style. It involves punches.
He's just yelling while he's doing it.
Yeah, it's called taunting.
And just dribbling only.
What's up?
Two-handed dribbles only.
That okay, well then I guess maybe we should I could totally see him swimsuit posing.
Dude, okay, I think Justin Bieber would end up in the swimsuit thing.
Except this is indie rock.
I know, but I'm just the whole musician in
he's
Sports Illustrated, have they done
happen.
It before?
Yeah. What?
Have any musicians been in Sports Illustrated
oh, yeah.
before? Really?
Yeah.
No.
Gosh, Miles.
That was
Rick Wakeman.
I wouldn't have thought that either.
This whole thing is rocking my mind.
Actually,
I was blown
the
away.
Entire band of Rush has been in the swimsuit issue before.
Is that
not
right?
Surprised.
Is that right? Was it a like part of a concept album somehow?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
All the bikinis were made out of... I can't think of anything.
Yeah, I
quit.
It,
I don't know Rush well enough. They're made of... what was the album called? Crest Steel. They're made of caressing steel. I quit. Goodbye.
All right, next story. So I guess we haven't talked about Portlandia yet on this
it's
show.
A thing.
We should.
It's a pretty
because
good show.
Because the show rules.
Miles, would like to talk about it?
Yeah, I mean, Well, we can talk about Portlandia a bunch. That's not exactly music-related, but it kind of is. So Portlandia is a show on IFC, like probably halfway, two-thirds of the way through season two currently right now. It's on Friday nights. And I don't know. They did like a six-episode series back last January, 2011. It blew up like crazy. I mean, everybody's heard of Portlandia now, whether you've seen it or not. But they are constantly featuring awesome guest star musicians.
I think it's so funny that Kyle MacLachlan is
Kyle MacLachlan plays the mayor of Portland in the show. I watched an episode the other day. Eddie Vedder was in it. Was so cool. And the two writers.
Don't spoil it because I've only seen season one.
Okay. Well. Okay. But, well, you'll have to see it. It's a hilarious little skit. But it makes a lot of sense. It's in Portland, and the two writers and main actors, Fred Armisen and Carrie Brownstein, you were talking
Mike
to me.
Mike Moses, going
to
talk about them?
You actually know a lot about their bands?
Well,
yeah, they're in, like, punk rock bands.
Carrie Brownstein, of course, is in Sleater-Kinney and now Wild Flag, so got the connection there. But Fred Armisen is basically the guy at SNL who doesn't stop playing instruments. Like, every other Fred Armisen sketch is him playing the piano or something. And he's actually got a really long musical history. He was in a hardcore band in his younger ages, which they actually brought to on stage, and SNL had a hardcore scene.
Nice.
But it was like, I'm reuniting the band for daughter's wedding, and he destroys everything hardcore. I think it's a really great scene. And also, like, Fred Armisen is probably, does anyone know who Quintron is?
Yeah.
Quintron, he's a really cool artist in New Orleans who makes something called a drum buddy, which is like a kind of synth kind of thing. Fred Armisen was one of the only people that owned one besides Quintron.
Nice.
Interesting fact.
I played Quintron because they're married. Someone in there was married.
Yes.
That was for my married show for Radiothon a couple years ago.
I suggested that.
Yes, I know. It's the only reason I played it.
You're welcome.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wish I could get a some kind of just stat list going of other musicians that have popped up on the show.
Isaac Brock.
Sarah McLachlan, too? I don't really know who that is.
It was Amy Mann was in the one.
Amy Mann, yeah.
I thought that was a really good.
Yeah, Isaac Brock's in it.
Was in the one, yeah.
Was Amy Mann the one that was like their housemaid or whatever?
Yeah. Of course.
And they made her put on a show.
Yeah.
And then apologized. They're like, yeah, sorry. Like, it sucks what happens with the industry, but I did burn your CD for all my friends.
And they run into, they keep like burning in effigy all these other female singer-songwriters.
Well, thank you for ruining the show for me now, guys.
Yeah, well, it was completely
ruined for anybody who just heard that, of course.
Sorry everybody doesn't have IFC, which is literally everybody who lives in a dorm. Thank you.
But I will plug the show. Watch it. Season 2 so far, I don't think is that funny as season 1 was, honestly. It's but I think it's just one of those things, like any good show that has like that awesome season, expectations get so high. And
yeah.
But that's how it's always, I mean, it's sketch comedy. It's super goofy. There's one hilarious skit, one awkward one, one five-second one. But, man, they get so many guest stars in the show. Steve Buscemi went into the feminist bookstore.
That one I've seen. That one's pretty great.
That's hysterical. I don't know. Anybody who's cool and famous,
they had Corin Tucker was on one where they were in the hotel. They were running the hotel in season one.
Yeah, that was, I thought, a full band that came in. That's a real band, I thought.
Well, no,
right?
They were... The band in the skit was made up of people from a real band, but they were all from different bands.
Okay. Well, so there you go. So like, that's like four musicians right
there.
Yeah,
there was one guy from the Decemberists, the guy. I don't know his name.
Yeah, yeah.
Corin Tucker, also of Sleater-Kinney, and a couple other people I didn't recognize.
Nice.
So anyway, that's cool.
That's Portlandia, everybody.
It's a good, pretty good
show.
Oh,
yeah. Were you put it on here because St. Vincent was on it?
Oh, yeah.
And Chris Winfield loves St. Vincent and wants to marry her.
St. Vincent.
Next topic.
From Modest Mouse.
St. Vincent from Modest Mouse. Oh, so the Rapture. They did something. They were basically like, oh, we invented dance punk, everybody.
10 years ago. That's why it's coming up now.
Yes. Because they're actually reissuing the first dance punk song ever. They call it House of Jealous Lovers. And they're wrong.
Who did it first?
I don't know. It wasn't them, though.
Wasn't punk always about dancing, though?
Like different ways.
Get your stomp on.
Well, I mean, really, it's like post-punky dance songs is really what kind of dance evolved into. Like, really, could almost say that like Joy Division and some songs was dance punk.
Yeah.
So it was really like kind of like not really the first song, but I'll let him think what he wants to.
Was this like an interview with Pitchfork?
No, it wasn't an interview with Pitchfork. It was like
he announced this, wanted to announce. By the way, 10 years ago, I'm realizing this now. I want to take all credit for Dance Punk.
Yes.
What a sucker. I don't like this.
Whereas
guy.
Now most people think of Dance Punk probably like LCD Sound System, like we already talked about.
Yeah,
like that.
Which is I wouldn't think of that.
I wouldn't call it punk, but
The first time I listened to Dance Punk was DFA 1979.
Yeah.
And so now after that, I thought that's what all dance punk sounded like, and I was very disappointed.
No. I'm sorry, was that song made in 1979?
No, yes. It was made in 2000.
What?
Wait, that's considered dance punk?
Yeah. When really? I like was just like, ah, dance punk. I like dance music. Let's see what this is. And that was like the Wikipedia page for dance punk said.
It's all just indie rock to me.
Well, I'm with you there, but I'm just thinking logically about this. This guy coming out and saying 10 years ago. That'd be 2002, everybody. Are you kidding me? He invented it then?
Yeah.
Yeah, right. It, who comes out and says that about music and art?
I don't even know how that's he absurd. Said it. It was too long to be a tweet.
I almost want to read it, but I'll read just how it starts off. That song changed the game. That's how it starts off. Get out of here, man. What a loser.
I mean, still like him. There are people who can legitimately say that. People from the Rapture, probably not.
So anyway, here's some Rapture. Out of the Races and Onto the Tracks from the album of the same name.
Neil Peart's going to come out and say they just invented prog rock. There were no other prog rock bands ever.
Not as far as I'm concerned.
That sounds about right to me.
They were the only one. We invented it. Oh. They changed the game.
Thank you. It's used in the building industry's huge skyscrapers. Iron. It's also used by your body. It's a nutrient, and it's just as important to the well-being of your body as an iron beam is to a building. Some important sources of iron in foods are lean meat, dry beans, egg yolk, liver, oysters, raisins, enriched breads, and whole grain. For more information on foods and nutrition, call your local Cooperative Extension Service.
Yeah.
And
all metalheads love Meshuggah. That's where it starts.
Okay.
So, Meshuggah, Decapitated, and Baroness are going on tour.
In America.
In the States. And this is like this is a sweet lineup because Meshuggah's like really at the top of their game. And they got that whole like post-technical like kind of thrashcore going on. And like people who...
Okay, if you're allowed to say things like post-technical thrashcore, we can say dance punk.
Yeah.
All right. See, all that is just indie rock and it's like the subtleties of metal are so much cooler. And like I thought Decapitated had broken up. I guess they're back together and they are some sweet tech death. And Baroness is just like... kind of progressive metal that everyone...
Sludge rockers.
Tech decks.
Are they,
kind of progressive.
Are they like, Mastodon at all?
They're infinitely better than Mastodon.
Are they similar, though? I don't know Baroness, but I hear good things.
Oh, dude, they're awesome. I think one of the guys from Narwhalf is in them now. Narwhalf used to be band, but yeah.
Okay.
But a couple weeks ago, there's a story, like, it was like Opeth and like Mastodon and Ghost were on tour, and I was just like, that is one lame tour.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding you.
What's wrong with that? Opeth and Mastodon?
Dude,
I'm going to drop out of school.
Dude, this tour compared to that tour, it's just like, it's like night and day, man.
So I thought, I knew a bunch of kids in like middle school who liked Meshuggah, and I thought that was, it was a middle school metal band, but I guess not.
Oh, no. I mean, the thing is like they
kept putting out albums, right?
Oh, yeah. The thing is like they had like a big, they got really popular because they played like Ozfest. Like something happened at Ozfest.
No,
it was just
lame.
Like huge spotlight on Meshuggah, and they got like really big because they started off as just kind of like regular thrash, like early mid-90s or something like that. Mm-hmm.
Meshuggah is one of these bands, and their technical aspects are subtle to, I guess, their thrash aspects, so that like metalheads listen
really
to
strange.
It, and then some of them are talking, they're sitting around talking to their friend, maybe he's not in a metal, they're like, yo, man, this Meshuggah band, they know what they're doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. They've always been so well respected. Like, metalheads just, like, respect them. Yeah. I don't know.
And also that sound is, like, it's so unique and it's kind of, like, really influential. Like, there's a lot of bands that and just, like, try to copy the Meshuggah sound.
Jugga jugga wugga. Jugga jugga wugga.
And so, speaking of good things and good days, what day exactly was Ice Cube's good day? Is what we're all wondering.
Apparently, we're thinking January 20th, 1992, which I remember being a pretty good day. I was two. No,
I hope you were two, because you're older than me.
I was... No, I was one.
How were you...
Can we go around and see how old everybody else
was? I
was
born in 1990.
Yeah, so was I. April 1990.
Oh, I can't do math, sorry. Next topic.
Sorry, so what is the news here? I missed
so
that story.
I guess, okay, I've never heard this, and this... I know I front about hip-hop a lot, but I'm really... I don't know that much about it.
Yo, dog, dude. Don't front.
Get out. Never heard this song.
Now.
Apparently, I've
really
talked about.
You've really never heard the song.
I really haven't.
You're joking.
Okay, so proceed.
Okay.
So anyway, Ice Cube has a song where he raps about having a good day.
Oh, I'm staying around.
And there's a very specific sequence of things he talks about, which may have actually happened on
those 2 days,
January 20th, 1992, or November 30th.
The thing is, they only look at two events.
Yeah.
The Lakers beating the Supersonics and something being on MTV. Why don't they look at the days where none of Ice Cube's friends got killed that day? Or the day where Ice Cube didn't have to use his AK.
Yeah, we all know when he had to use his AK.
Those days actually haven't ever happened. Those things happen every day, actually. Since, I think, 1988, that's where it starts.
Yeah. And up to now, when he's on the set of Are We There Yet?
So, I mean... The thug life has not ceased to follow him.
No. But yes, he actually asked which day is, and he's like, come on.
That's a good
try. Good try. Oh, speaking of rappers, Kanye West is being Kanye West.
And he's making a film in the Middle East, a new short film that takes place in the Middle East. I didn't
see
this
story.
Nah,
man, he's a voice of our generation, man. He's over there changing lives, man.
Yeah, so apparently he has...
What is he doing in the Middle East?
Please,
are you kidding
elaborate.
Me? Just exploiting Middle East people?
Probably. Like, you remember the Runaway film he made?
No, I'm glad I don't. I didn't know that.
It's actually... I've watched it a few times. It's a Runaway film for, like, the single Runaway. It's actually a longer, like, a semi-long film.
35 minutes.
35 minutes. And he's like, just he, because Kanye West doesn't want to be just a rapper. He wants to be a conceptual artist.
He wants to be a mogul. Like this is
like he wants to be a conceptual artist. Yeah,
exactly what it is.
Like he's making Donda, which is basically a big old like media conglomeration where he wants to bring in the best of all artists into like Nana vs. Mother Donda West, and he's just trying to make a big old thing.
And apparently one of these things is to make a short film set in the Middle East. The story here is just that he sent like representatives to go talk to people about like scouting the location.
Do we know any countries he's interested in?
Abu Dhabi is not a country, that's a city, but this, yes, this country that's in.
United Arab Emirates.
Yeah,
Emirates.
That's one and maybe more. I don't really know.
He's not going to Pakistan?
I don't believe he's going to Pakistan now.
Did y'all watch the new MIA video?
No.
It's pretty good. It's basically, did you ever watch the video for Tell Me When to Go? E-40 and...
No.
Keith? Nope. Well, it's basically that, but in the Middle East desert, where they just like do a sideshow and ride cars up on two wheels and stuff. I thought maybe this would be a good segue.
Oh, that video.
Oh.
Yeah, when they're on the two wheels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And MIA is just like laying on the one car up on two wheels, like smoking. Like,
yeah,
so,
that's really cool.
So, speaking of MIA, do you know what's tonight?
The week before the Grammys party?
Oh, yeah. No. Tonight is something called a Super Bowl.
The Superb Owl?
Yes, the Superb Owl.
It is a pretty
and,
good
And so now we're talking about Super Bowl stuff. So did you guys know that only one pedophile this year profited from football?
Zing.
Oh, because NFL bosses have banned Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Part 2 from the Super Bowl.
In any
way, because, like, basically, Gary Glitter is just chilling in, like, Thailand.
Oh, God.
Waiting for royalties from the song.
That's horrible.
And just doing terrible things.
That's really bad.
Because everyone knows Rock and Roll Party. Dun, 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 that kind of song.
You didn't even sing the part that everybody knows. It's the Hey song.
Oh, really?
Hey. Dun, 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 dun,
dun, dun. Hey. Oh, cool.
That song's written by a terrible person.
That guy's a pedophile?
Yes. Yes.
Why did he do that? That's not good.
Really, Miles?
Oh, man. So, the title here on the meeting notes is, so only one pedophile got profit from football this year.
Let's not talk about this too soon.
Penn State, don't worry about it.
That's totally what that was going on here. Was,
okay. You know, so, also speaking
of... messed up, man.
But
Super Bowl, we have Madonna.
Madonna is
going to be doing the halftime show tonight.
Yes, she is. Madonna.
She's going to be doing four songs.
Is this like... sex appeal artist since Janet Jackson?
Since the Rolling Stones, come on.
Or does Black Eyed Peas count?
No. Mm,
God, that was just this. I actually didn't watch the Super Bowl last year in response to Black Eyed Peas 2 years ago. I'm completely serious.
That was 2 years
that
ago?
That was 2 years ago?
Yeah.
That was last year.
Should have been.
No, that was last year.
That was definitely last year. You guys are stupid.
What?
I didn't even watch it.
Well, that's weird.
But speaking of this.
Okay, so it sucked, man. If anybody saw that, Madonna, better put it together. Prince still, I think, unbeatable. But I don't know. I feel like Madonna could maybe...
Madonna,
pull it off like that. Pretty, that's
Madonna was looking pretty bad right there.
Hey,
Machine, Courtney Love,
back off.
But I was reading. I don't know what our little mini story is.
The article's about Madonna's charging $300 for concerts,
and she's like, it's gonna be so worth it. You guys better
save
pull
up.
Your stuff together, save up, and go see my show.
Like, you better hope the economy gets better so you can get a job to come see me.
Yeah. Jeez. She's like, I'm worth $300, guys. Come on.
Well, I was reading up about this. Madonna used to be a cheerleader back in high school and was saying she's going to try to bring out some of that football cheerleader.
Did you watch the video for the song she's doing?
No. Is she got pom-poms and stuff?
Yeah, I don't know if she does, but MIA and Nicki Minaj are like her co-stars. And
for tonight?
They're doing it, yeah.
Yeah, tonight,
that's
too.
That's cool.
Not really, but okay.
That's kind of cool.
I just wish she would just perform True Blue. Speaking of that...
They have like 10 minutes.
Speaking of that, let's listen to True Blue. Off True Blue, La Asa Bonita.
Isn't it Isla?
Like... I can't say words.
¿Cómo puedes levantar? Last night I dreamt of something.